Welcome back to another episode of Brain Lemonade. We're going to go back to the future. No.
No.
We're going to the 90s. I don't think they went there. Or you get what I mean.
Well, this episode was recorded in 1985, so.
So we went to the future.
Yes.
From the past.
Yeah. We're going to reminisce about the 90s. Because why not?
We are children of the 90s.
Like, this is crazy. Like, it sucks to say how crazy this is. The fact that we lived through this. Like, do you remember that? Okay, we know McDonald's, obviously, from the 90s. We remember McDonald's from the 90s. But did you know before they had the inside playground, they had the McDonald's Playland outside?
Yes.
So they had, like, the big, like, iron slides. And they're like, what is it? Like, I can't tell. Is it a hamburger swing or something like that?
What?
Yeah. I remember now because of the benches that they also had out there that had, like, Grimace and the Hamburglar on them and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I can't believe that was shut out of my memory until today.
Until just now.
And, like...
Well, it's funny because... I would go visit my family in Wellsboro, Pennsylvania, and they would, for the longest time, have one of those outdoor playgrounds. I sent a picture in the chat that we're in. Anyone listening, it's a, like, they have the, what is the freaking cop's name? The cop hamburger. And his, like, mouth is like, he's like, it's so cosmic horror-esque where it's like this big pole and then it's his head and it's splitting apart and there's bars. And
yeah.
The kids climb in it and they're, like, imprisoned in his, like, skull.
That is,
and then,
terrifying.
Like, a metal twisting slide, yeah, and the little rocking horses. They're like the Fry Guys.
And inside, do you remember they had colored tabletops?
Yes.
Like,
back
like
in the
teal,
day.
Teal, blue, purple, yellow. And
did
all
you,
of those seats were burgers.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have a rock and roll McDonald's?
A rock and roll McDonald's? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I remember
it was
the
a rock and roll
seats.
Themed McDonald's.
I remember, and I also. Remember, at one point, they had games, right? 64s?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they
I remember
had
that, too.
64s and, like, those plastic covers with the controls sticking
yeah.
out. Yeah, yeah. Wow. Surprised we didn't get fucking coronavirus earlier.
Yeah, they had like a 50s theme. Like, we used to have one in Waldorf, Maryland, right by our mall, and it was, like, a 50s themed, like, diner-esque. McDonald's, and it was, they had like Blues Brothers, and like checkerboard floors, and like all the tables were like they had the polyurethane, like, kind of coated a bunch of like toys and stuff like on the table, so you could, like, look down, see all the old Happy Meal table toys.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool!
And like jukeboxes and all sorts of like 50s.
Oh, there,
50s
oh,
memorabilia.
Yeah. Oh, I remember this.
I don't.
Yeah, and like the seats, it looks like a diner. Like, it looks like a 50s style diner instead of like.
I don't
like
think
the
this was a McDonald's for us, though. I think where I came from, it was a Rally's.
Oh,
I
yeah,
mean,
Checkers has a very,
yeah.
Yeah, very
Checkers,
diner's
Rally's.
Feel to it, too.
Yeah, this is what my Rally's always looked like. We loved going there.
Yeah.
I don't think I had a place like that when I was a kid, at least not to my recollection.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, these god awful McDonald's. What are they? The high chairs for kids?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Oh man.
Oh yeah.
Terrifying.
The high chairs were always suspect.
Do they still do the cookies?
Are they doing what? Cookies?
Yeah, McDonald's cookies.
I don't think so.
I think they still do cookies.
Do they?
Yeah, I don't know.
And the Batman Forever cups. Oh my god. I can't remember.
Yeah, they do cookies still.
I have a feeling my mom had one of these cups. But
the
I think
Batman
I know,
Forever cups?
Yeah, the Batman Forever cups, but I think I knew someone else who had, like, all of them. You're like, I want to use those.
Are those the cups where they're saying, like, has, like, lead paint in them? Or,
probably.
Are those the glass? Are these the glass ones? These are the glass
ones? These are the
ones?
Glass
yeah.
ones. Yeah, they're glass, yeah. And it has images of Batman, Riddler, Two-Face, and, it was probably Robin, right? Okay, I gotta go back.
Which one was Batman Forever? That was,
That was Val. Val Kilmer. So, yeah, Jim Carrey's Riddler and, Two-Face. Harvey Two-Face and
yeah,
Batman
okay, yeah,
Robin,
it was.
Yeah.
That's right, because George Clooney with the bat nipples was Mr. Freeze and Poison Ivy, right?
Yeah. Oh shit! Yeah. The McSalad shaker from McDonald's.
I loved those.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a weird kid that it liked salads, but like, I'm bummed that they don't have those anymore.
I'm surprised they don't have this. Are you kidding me? Are you sure they don't?
Oh, I remember the salad shakers. It's a cup, and it's like before you basically were like a Kardashian. You're just shaking your salad.
Yeah.
Do you think we can't go there now and be like, yo, I want a McSalad shaker?
No, because if that was an option, I would get it all the time.
It's like a Slurpee cup, and then it's just full of salad.
And you shake it. You put dressing on it, and you shake it.
It's terrible. Oh man, that's how things. That's how I do my salads now. Is I shake the shit out of them when I want to get them covered in dressing and stuff.
Right.
But I totally forgot about the salad shakers, man. It's crazy. Your salad bullet.
You remember the Tiny Toons, those flip cars? Where the
what
car would the toy cars that they used to have. So they would flip. Like you would push down the Looney Tune that's in it. And then
flip cars, yeah.
I think I had a few of those.
I have a whole bin of McDonald's toys in my garage.
So what?
That's awesome.
Like of just from like the 80s to like the mid 90s.
Hell yeah.
That's so cool.
I hope
so. It has like all the
too.
Like.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say I definitely have the Plucky Duck boat one. I'm looking at the flip cars right now, but I had the. The like Transformers ones they had, where it's like a burger, but it turns into like a robot, and they have like a milkshake that's like a robot. Yeah, I had like a ton of those ones.
I think I remember having a fry one that was just always in my grandpa's car. No matter how old I was, I would always grab it and just fidget with it. You know what I mean? Like,
just so, part of the car.
Yeah, just it was just in grandpa's car, and he's picking me up.
Right.
You know. What about those Hercules plates, yo?
Yep.
Yeah, I think I had Zeus and Hercules, maybe Pegasus, but I know the one we all wanted was Danny DeVito's character.
Well, yeah.
Oh, Philotides?
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah, here's those Transformer toys. Oh, yeah, yeah, it was the McNugget one. Yeah, that was in his car forever, was the McNugget one. And these Disney princess ones with those small VHS things, I think I remember that.
Mm.
Weird.
My brother-in-law, and I was telling you guys this before the show, my brother-in-law who does the fast food podcast with me, he collects a lot of like McDonald's toys and stuff. And he's got the he loves, his like favorite movie is Jurassic Park. And so he has like, he found on eBay all the commemorative like cups and like plates like for McDonald's like Jurassic Park line.
Oh, that's
geez.
Cool.
You should tell him to get these. You remember that Disney movie? Was it Disney? I can't remember. They were testing out a new CGI on a movie called Dinosaurs or Dinosaur.
Yeah, and
that was
they
Disney.
Had like the
they
little
had,
rubber.
And McDonald's came with like those little rubber puppets. Yeah,
yeah. That's like one of my like weird core memories. I remember getting that when I was a kid with my mom,
same,
and it was like a late night, and we were both like being goofy, and she put like. One the dinosaur like on her hand and she was like driving and like making it talk when its mouth was like on the steering wheel and stuff. Stupid little kid stuff, but I remember that.
I never watched the movie because the dinosaur's faces were too human looking and the animation was really weird.
Right.
I don't think I've seen it either.
It's been a hot minute. I had to see it, obviously. I grew up with a lot of siblings, but
Disney Dinosaur.
Disney Dinosaur. Oh, it was Disney.
Yeah.
I wonder what was so... Yeah. I wonder what the hype was about that.
Oh, my gosh.
When did it come out? Because maybe it was, like, right after Jurassic Park, maybe? One of the Jurassic Park movies?
Yeah, it had to have been, like...
It was 2000. Oh, we can't even talk about it.
Man.
We can't even talk about it.
Dang it.
Abort. Remember Land Before Time?
Yeah.
Land Before Time. It's always sad. Still sad, you know?
Yeah. Oh, man. That movie. Yeah. Spoiler alert. When his mom died, that crushed me as a kid.
I watched it as an adult, and I was like, oh, boy. This took a turn. I wasn't expecting this.
Oh, had you not seen it until you were an adult?
No, I saw it when I was a kid, and I just, you know, remember liking it. Dinosaurs, and then I watched it, you know, with an adult brain. And just like, oh my god, I can't believe, like...
I can't believe our parents let us go through
the
something
trauma.
Like, I mean... Well, nowadays, kids are going to grow up and rewatch Deadpool and be like, oh my god, you guys let me watch this as a kid?
Yeah, we did. Because you wouldn't stop. I'm putting something in the chat. I had this when I was a kid. It was like a little kitchen, plastic kitchen
nice.
Set.
Yep. I remember.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking
about. I, like, vividly remember, like, peeling the stickers off of, like, the stove and stuff because they were just stickers.
Oh. Yeah, like the knobs.
Yeah.
I remember, like, climbing on top of these and, like, sitting on top of them.
Yeah.
Like,
it's a rocket ship now.
Right.
It's a spaceship now. Yeah. I'm Snoopy. Like,
yeah.
Those
were
Game
cool.
Boys.
Those were really cool.
The, like, yeah. The plastic kitchens.
Yeah, the plastic kitchen sets. Ours was bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
okay.
Saying big. Like, there was a lot to it. I'm saying that, like, you know, the green awning.
Yeah.
It was thick, so like a big boy like me could sit on it.
Right.
So.
A big boy.
I don't know if I had the kitchen, but I had the like the houses. You remember like the plastic houses? I think they still make them. That like you'd put out in your like backyard and you can like go into them and stuff.
Yes. Yeah. I just didn't grow up with those because a long time ago it was either my grandpa or my grandpa and my great grandpa. They made one out of wood. And so that was in my grandma's backyard for years.
Mm.
And then they, when we got older and my mom had more kids, we moved it upstate and put it in the backyard, and that's where it's been ever since.
We had one, and then it just got filled with spiders, so we stopped playing it.
Yeah, that's what kept happening, just filled with spiders.
Like, so, like just big ass spiders, too. Like, just
and
all
we would
over
go
the place.
In there and like hose it down, but.
Yep.
Like,
this is all plastic. You can just hose it down.
Right.
Well, yeah, ours was wood, so basically if we jet-powered it was chipping off the paint that we could repaint ourselves. Like, but, yeah. Okay, Pokemon Red and Blue and the Game Boy, yeah, they came out together, so they... I didn't know that was, like, straight up just 90s. I thought that was... I was, like... beginning because 94 no
I don't
what's that Pokemon Red and Blue
yeah Pokemon Red and Blue and the Game Boy I had
it was definitely
the what
yeah it was definitely in the 90s 96 February 27th, 1996 was 96. Red and Blue version yeah because okay. I remember being in middle school and getting a Game Boy Pocket and getting Pokemon and playing
right.
that game for like
the
4
Game Boy
years
Pocket
straight.
And the color. I remember I had a fat Game Boy. We had the big green ones.
Yeah, the green backed ones, yeah.
Big
I didn't have a Game Boy.
Did you
until...
have any game
nope.
system when you were a kid?
Nope.
You just read books like a nerd?
Shut up. No, I played outside like a fucking...
normal person.
Normal kid, no. I mean, like, my cousins and friends had, like, the PS1 and... I think... and like the NES and stuff, but I don't think I ever had
right.
that in
well, that's
my
going
house.
2000s. Hold your horses.
Okay, then the Nintendo 64, my bad.
Right. Oh yeah, okay.
That was definitely 90s.
I always got a Game Boy except for the DS. Never had a DS, but that's going past.
Never
the
90s. Had a DS?
Yeah, no, I never had a DS. I think we went from I stopped at the SP. Game Boy SP.
Oh,
the
Game Boy SP, yeah, jeez.
Yeah, the one that flipped. That's my favorite one. I still have that thing. We play it when we go camping sometimes. Like, I still have, my silver one. The Game Boy games, the colors dropped out. Or not the colors. The internal clocks dropped out, but that's not that.
Oh, yeah.
That's not that big of a deal. It's not going to affect the game too much. I mean... some things, but nothing beats a classic, like sitting in the back of the car waiting to get home from like a trip from grandma's house for 3 hours playing the OG like 90s
like Tetris
Ninja Turtle or Tetris or What else? Ninja Turtle, Tetris, Castlevania, and shit, I have
on,
one
like
more.
A game?
On a Game Boy, on a big fat Game Boy, yeah.
Dang.
Battletoads.
Yeah. Oh, Battletoads.
Battletoads. Okay. When are we gonna get that movie? I want them to
or
do
Surrey
it like.
Or Surrey Mac game.
Wait, right, I just want them to do it like. Here's Ninja Turtles. We love the Ninja Turtles. Little kids that are ninjas, you know. But here's Battletoads. It's rated R because they swear.
I used to work at a GameStop, and so many times I have people calling, "Do you have Battletoads? Right. Do you have Battletoads?" Fucking stupid online prank everyone was doing. Like,
but
it
was
a good GameStop. Ask for Battletoads.
It wasn't a bad game, you know. It was still fun.
No, but the point was that nobody had it because it wasn't like in print for years.
Right.
And it was just the joke was like, "Do you have Battletoads there?" Like, no GameStop has Battletoads. And it was just a really dumb like prank call. And it's like, wow, you're so original. Like when people call.
Thanks.
PlayStation 1 actually came out December 3rd, 1994.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Suck it.
Oh, we could talk about PlayStation 1.
Because like I said, I remember Metal Gear Solid. I remember.
Oh, the Metal Gear. Oh, yeah.
My friend had a PlayStation 1, and he, when Pizza Hut was doing their Pizzones, which were also 90s.
Pizzones.
For people who don't know what a Pizzone is, any Gen Zers out there, a Pizzone is Pizza Hut's, I think they brought it back. It's like their would that be a Stromboli or a Calzone? Calzone,
I think,
right?
A calzone,
like,
yeah.
Calzone.
Yeah. So it's like Pizza Hut's version of a calzone, and the way to push those was to give away a PlayStation 1 demo disc that had Metal Gear Solid on it.
That's like, the demo disc I had, right? With the snowboarding game?
I think so. I think it had like Cool Borders on there too or something.
Yeah, Cool Borders.
But
oh,
like
man.
The main one was Metal Gear Solid demo on there, where it was like the first where you like get into the base and you're like sneaking around shit. And we used to play that thing every day, like just
same.
Over and over again. It was so fun.
Hardcore, just sneaking in there.
Yeah.
You would always stop at the same spot, but you still played it again anyway. Like, it was fun.
And then I bought the game, and started playing it, and I said, I'm not having fun with this, and stopped playing with it. It's too hard for me. Too much backtracking, I don't like it.
Yeah, the Cool Borders, that was the one I went to all the time, because it was just
cool
one
too.
Slope, but it was still awesome. And, Musashi, I think, is another game, and Bibble Bobble, and then I think the Digimon game.
Yeah.
Disc. That's crazy. That's so cool. I didn't know that was a Pizza Hut thing.
Right.
Yeah, that was how they pushed the Pizzones. Was like, come get your Pizzone and get your free demo disc from PlayStation. And like I remember like getting a PlayStation just to play that demo of Metal Gear because it was so good, and like play Twisted Metal and stuff on it. Oh, that's like one of my. I know they came out with a new series, or like the TV show Twisted Metal. I haven't watched it yet.
Oh yeah,
I don't know if it's out yet or not. But
no,
but I used to be a Twisted Metal fanboy back in the day.
Nice. No, like, do you remember that? Even it was either McDonald's or Burger King, or Wendy's maybe, that one of them used to give away demo discs from Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears, and. NSYNC and
oh, like music demo discs?
Yeah, like not demo discs, but like had two Backstreet Boys
like
and two
singles.
Britney, or one Backstreet Boy, one Britney, and one NSYNC, or two Britney.
That sounds like Burger King.
And I have a feeling my grandpa still has them somewhere. Like, I think he had two. There was three of them. Remember, yellow, red, and blue strips across the disc, and it had songs that were just coming out of their, you know, like. Instead of having a radio station to listen to these, they would just put them on the disc and give them to you.
So I hate to break your heart here, Corbin. So it was for the fans. Was it for the fans? It sounds about right. For the Fans is a 2000 exclusive limited edition collection of three separate enhanced music CDs and VHS from the Backstreet Boys that was promoted distributed through Burger King restaurants in August 2000.
Burger King
with the purchase 2000? Of any value meal.
All right.
Yeah.
I crossed the line.
We're like
we'll
right
bring
there.
It up another
yeah.
day.
Yeah, you crossed the line. That's funny. I was going to say, that sounds like a Burger King thing, because they always have, like, the, like, most, like, Wish.com
random,
versions
right,
of, like, having
right.
toys for, like, McDonald's. Yeah.
But I did get, I still have it there. I think it was, like, it might have been, like, 1999, maybe pushing 2000, but they had like the Pokemon thing where you could get like the big Pokeball with like the gold, Pokemon card in it. I still have my Pikachu card somewhere.
Nice. Is that? I wonder if that's 2000s.
I know it was Burger King, but
it was Burger King. Let's see here. Burger King Pokemon container recall. During 1999-2000, Burger King and Consumer Product Safety Commission held an effort to recall plastic containers resembling Pokeballs in the United States after it was determined it presented a suffocation hazard.
I think it's a 99, so I think you're good.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I remember those.
It was for the first movie.
Right, from the first movie. Oh, okay. Yeah. I remember having that, and that Mew card.
Everyone had I'm pretty sure I have
And I would
Pikachu.
Blow people's minds because the Mew card... The ancient, like the old ancient Mew card from the first movie.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if a lot of people know this, so if you're listening right now, sorry to break your bubble. Some of those were real-ish cards. Some of them, most of them, were stickers.
Aww. Mm.
So you can pull it out right now and be like, "Nah, it's a Poke card." And like, "Nope," and you just pick the corner and peel it off. Most of them.
No.
But don't assume that all of them are. You know. Because we had three of them next to each other, and one of them was a sticker.
Interesting.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
What? Like bootleg Pokemon cards.
Yeah. Right? I wonder if, like, let me see if I can find anything else about that. You guys got any other 90s stuff?
Were you a Pokemon kid, Tom?
What's that?
Were you a Pokemon kid?
Was I a Pokemon kid? Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like I said, I played in my middle school. I had the Game Boy Pocket and yeah, like for a year it was just playing Pokemon. Like I had the strategy guide and I would play it and did the missing go hack and everything.
I did the missing go hack.
And then I stopped after that. Like they started bringing the new generations in. I was like, this is an abomination. I think I got a X and started playing that. Whichever one they brought like the newer like Pokemon in, but then a lot of like the old ones too. So you had like Snorlax and like
Right.
You had like Hawlucha was one of the newer ones or whatever.
It was all right. I for sure followed it to third gen. Like I knew everyone all the way up to third gen, like wholeheartedly. Stopped playing Pokemon for fourth, fifth. And 6th gen, and then I've been playing since 7th, so 7th and 8th gen, I think I've been playing.
Right.
Maybe a little bit of 6th or something, like, at some point. I remember I used Chimchar at 1.2, and that was a good game. But yeah, I've been playing all the new stuff on the Game Boy. I'm still trying to find out. You can buy this ancient Mew holographic card as a credit card skin.
What? That's cool.
As a credit card? That's awesome.
I was looking at just this, like, Pinterest page of, like, 90s nostalgia, and there's a whole bunch of, like, little girl, like, fashion and, like, makeup and stuff that I feel like you guys probably don't know.
I mean, go ahead and list some stuff. I grew up with sisters, remember?
Yeah, so, I have an older sister.
Okay.
Remember Pogs? That's a different story. You
Pogs.
Go first.
That's like all like the Bath and Body Works that was geared toward like young kids was like bright colors and glittery.
Yeah.
Mm. And
for boys it was Bod, right?
Bod. That's right. Oh my gosh. And freaking what was it? Cucumber melon smell from Bath and Body Works. Where did it go? There was the weird like lip smackers and like lip gloss stuff that I had, and like there's this like flip up, it's like lipstick little, I don't know if it was like actual for kids, but like you like flipped it and it like popped out.
Uh-huh.
And it popped back down.
I think I remember what you're talking about.
And the like hair thing that it was like circle and had like teeth in it, and you'd put it in your hair and it was just like would pull your hair back in a headband.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
do you remember that?
Uh-huh.
These are just like ingrained in my mind. I'm like, oh my god.
You mean like the weird like they're like the bear trap shaped things you put in your hair to like hold your hair back,
kind of
they're like the long teeth, and it's like you could just like kind of clip them onto your skin.
No, it was long, and then you could clip them together, and then but you would put it in your hair as like a headband.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I think my sister had some of that. Yeah,
were...
I remember those butterfly clips.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the butterfly clips.
Friggin' butterfly clips, man. And, like, I don't know what else to call them, but seed beads, like those little teeny tiny beads that you can, like, make necklaces and stuff out of.
Oh.
Like, I had... I'm pretty sure I had this exact, and you could get, like, bracelets that were, like, had, like, little flowers made out of them, and... I'm pretty sure I had that exact one.
Is Polly Pocket 90s?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you have... I know I had Polly Pocket.
You did?
Because of my sisters.
Oh, right.
But then there was always the boy ones. You know, this is a Lion King scene.
I had the Lion King one, you opened up Pride Rock.
Yeah.
I had that one.
Oh, no. The boy ones was Mighty Max.
Oh, yeah. Mighty Max.
And yeah, my sister had Polly Pocket. I definitely had the Mighty... I had a bunch of the Mighty Max things. I have a friend who on like Facebook, he always posts up his collection. He like collects the Mighty Max playsets.
Yeah, nice.
He collects Mighty Max playsets.
That's so cool.
It's like, damn, man, I don't know why they don't bring them back. They're like the coolest thing. They're like one of the coolest toys ever.
Like Max.
What's that?
Like Mighty Max. Like,
yeah, Max. Mighty.
Yeah, Mighty Max. Yeah.
What?
It was the exact same thing as Polly Pocket, but it was for boys.
Yeah,
but
for
and you
boys.
Could, like, live in a scorpion or, like, some weird,
yeah,
like...
Dude.
Yes.
Animal thing?
It was mainly, like, a skull, usually. Some kind of head or skull.
I don't have any brothers, so, like... I feel like I missed out on a good chunk of things that, like, you guys remember, too.
Was Street Sharks 90s?
I'm pretty sure they were.
I love Street Sharks.
Had to be because I watched them in middle school, yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to collect all of those guys. When they released them in those big rubber forms, shit.
Yep.
I'm going to watch some TikTok videos later for that.
I have several of the Street Shark toys. I don't know if I still have them. I'll have to look in my attic and see if they're like in there or not and give them my kid. But I had several of them.
We could literally do an episode of just fast food toys.
For real.
Because I can remember Mighty Ducks?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
When they were on the pucks? That was cool.
I think so.
They had
the Men in Black
they had
one.
The cartoon where they're like from space.
Yeah, the cartoon.
It made no sense, like hockey, yeah.
Yeah. And then the Men in Black one, that one was so fun.
We went to see that in theaters when it came out.
Yeah.
And spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't watched Men in Black yet. This woman behind us was like, in the middle of the movie, she's just like, oh, Orion is the name of the cat, and the marble is the galaxy. Yeah, it was like, so you just spoiled the whole movie for us now in the theater.
Thanks a lot, lady.
Yeah.
God.
She said it,
everyone
she
just
said
in
it
the
so
theater
loud,
turns and
too.
Looks at her.
Right.
Come on.
For real, she said it so loud. It was like, come on now. You didn't have to say it that loud. Like, so
it's like something from
you.
A movie, a skit.
God, oh seriously.
If we want to talk about things that should make comebacks and McDonald's and Happy Meal
Street
toys,
Sharks.
Milk caps, a.k.a. Pogs.
Oh, Pogs, yeah.
Milk caps, I think, was in the 50s, but they made a huge comeback because of the World Pog Federation and the Canada Games Company. They reintroduced them under the name Pogs in the 90s. And then the fad, like, soared and peaked, it said, to the point where Pogs were being handed out for opening bank accounts and in McDonald's Happy Meals.
What?
You could get a Pog from opening a bank account and just getting Happy Meals. And then,
yeah, I remember Happy Meals.
Those are two very.
And then in 1997,
the fad
died, and Canada Games went out of business.
Yeah,
dang.
I remember being in like middle school and like playing Pogs, and they banned it.
Yeah, because kids would steal them from each other.
Yeah,
and like gamble
like
with them
cards.
And stuff. It was ridiculous. Yeah, it was crazy. I remember how big Pogs were. It wasn't like a Hawaiian thing, like. It was something like got big in Hawaii, and then they like brought the states, and like they had the. I remember you'd get the slammers, which like the metal pogs, and they had the buzzsaw ones that everyone was like, "You can't use those because you're gonna mess up my pogs," because they had like the sharp edges that would just like chew through pogs.
It says the game Milk Caps possibly originated in Maui, Hawaii, during the 1920s or 30s, or possibly with the origins in Menko. A Japanese card game very similar to Milk Caps, which has been in existence since the 17th century during the Edo period. I like Pogs better. It's less than cards. I'd rather not do cards any more cards, you know what I mean? The Pog idea was just cool, so cool.
You could just print random shit on them and just like sell them.
Right? And nowadays,
so many different things.
People would make jobs of that because
yeah.
Pogs are so cool and we can, oh, you want my Captain America Pog?
I'm really shocked like Pogs didn't make a comeback now. Maybe it's just like resources, like the paper is just pricey to make.
Could be.
I'm thinking of ordering some old ones and making some new ones and just teaching people how to play. If you go to their Wikipedia page, sorry, I know I'm on Wikipedia, it has gameplay and it teaches you how to play it right here.
What?
Yeah, the rules will, and it tells you that rules will vary. Each player has their own collection. It has a 5-step operation. And then the Japanese game that they mentioned before, the Menko cards, they have pictures and ideas of what that one's like too. So I know it's Wikipedia, but at least it gives some actually fun, valid stuff. But no, I would like make a habit of designing Pogs.
Right.
Design a circle, that's easy.
I mean, it's basically the stickers that we did, or the pins.
Milk.
I just think it's funny when people when kids had Pogs and it had like the Grateful Dead bear on it.
Right. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like pot leaves and stuff, and it's like, dude, you're 9 years old.
You don't even know.
Because then there's you remember Slammers and Pogs?
Yeah.
Yep.
Those would be like the key.
Yeah.
You could sell Slammers today for $30. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Oh
geez.
Yeah. And you could sell a tube of basic designs for what, $20? For
right.
a tube of basics, and then every random is this much.
Do you think if Pogs came back now, do you think people would still want them to be? Because they were kind of cardboard. Do you think people would 3D print little plasticky Pogs?
I'd say more thicker plastic, not plastic, but something that's more.
I feel like they'd still stay with the cardboard, and they'd just do blind bags with them.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd say cardboard, but I would say the cardboard that's the most durable. You get what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
But still,
I don't think
they
do metal slammers. Well, no, I think they still do metal slammers. I think they would be. I don't think they'd be nearly as heavy or as thick as they used to be.
Right.
You'd get ones that you swear to God they would be made out of tungsten or something.
Right.
Seriously.
I remember slammer trading was a big thing in my.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I like yours. I'll trade you this and these Pogs for your slammer.
Yeah. Right.
If you had a plastic one, you were like, it was pathetic.
Yeah.
Right.
What about wooden ones? Like, if they were handmade wooden ones designed, that'd be kind of cool. $36
boutique,
for this wooden design.
Boutique slammers? That'd be great.
Yeah, man. It's like Yu-Gi-Oh game. We're going to make an anime about this comeback, you guys.
Oh, God.
Yes.
My slammer banishes you to the Shadow Realm.
Hey. I'm down to get this ball rolling. If there's anyone out there listening to us and wants to sponsor an episode of Pogs, you contact us.
Oh, gosh.
God, man, I do miss Pogs. Pogs are awesome.
It was simple.
I mean, it was such a stupid concept, but, I'd get down with some Pogs now.
Right? It was just simple.
I think I still have a tube with, a slammer and, a bunch of Pogs in it somewhere.
I need to look through all my crap. I'm pretty sure I have my slammer because I thought it was, blue... holographic.
Oh, nice.
And then black on the opposite side, but I put a sticker on it. I can't remember what it was, but it was tucked away in things that I've brought with me throughout my life. And it's still under the bed or something.
So you heard it here. Brain Lemonade says that they should bring the game back.
Brain Lemonade supports Pogs.
Right.
I order a bunch of boutique, synth modules and stuff. And a lot of times these companies, because it's usually just a couple people or something, or it's these California-based shops, and they'll put candy and crap in the boxes to send out with the scents and stuff, which is really cool. I mean, you're spending a lot of money.
Sweetwater sends candy out.
But they don't call you back afterwards and ask how your gear's going every week.
Right.
I think I got some Pogs in one of my box. It was
nice.
Where
dope.
Did they even get Pogs from?
In one of my
newer episodes of Patch that it's come out before this episode has, I recorded some of Brain Lemonade and the Marmalade Waves you did.
Uh-huh. That's so cool.
Oh, the with that the Erica Sins sample drum. I bought that from Sweetwater, and it's like, no lie, every week since I bought it, the guy's been like, so how you enjoying that module you got? It's like, all right, man, this guy works harder than a drug dealer. You're like, Jesus.
I mean, same.
Got no, that itch, right?
Oh, man, I'm almost recalling my slammer. I'm pretty sure it was just a heavy plastic one, but
yeah,
I think it was just like that classic, like, light reflector one. It was like a reflector.
Yeah.
Dude, some of these slammers are like serious deal. Like, some of them look ridiculously like thick and crazy. I'm going to send you a picture of them, but it's just like, yeah, it's different slammers. And they have ones that look like little incense dishes or something.
Oh, man, those are
whoa,
dope.
Whoa, damn.
Yeah. I remember like the black like puck ones that were like kind of like they were almost like hockey puck material.
Yeah.
I like the 8-ball one.
Yeah.
They look like wooden pucks.
Right?
Like, yeah. Mini wooden pucks.
My friend had one that was like a buzzsaw, and it was like, you can't use that because it just destroys our pogs.
I remember that.
Cut apart the pogs, yeah.
I remember people getting them. What were those called? They called them something slammers, and they were it's like that thing where you made it, like, are we banning this? Like, yes or no, or
right,
anything? But, oh my
yeah,
God, I remember that.
That's crazy.
I remember the other fad at the same exact time as pogs. Maybe not the same time, was yo-yo. I was heavy into the yo-yo. Like, I went to three, like, competitions. I think I was
you
in
went to
one.
Yo-yo competitions?
And then I watched people just performing yo-yo stuff, yeah.
That's cool.
Like, that's crazy.
People are
that's
nuts.
Funny, because when I was in middle school, it was around that time, like, we had, a yo-yo group come in. Kind of like the episodes of The Simpsons where they had all like the yo-yo people, and then everybody had yo-yos like the day after.
Yeah,
like, right. They even sold them at the presentation. All the teachers were like dying inside because they knew that like we're gonna start messing around with yo-yos in class instead of learning.
Yeah,
we had one of the ones because they like they outlawed pogs at my school. I was at like a Catholic private school.
Oh shit.
They outlawed that pretty quick. They outlawed GIMP bracelets. Do you remember GIMP bracelets?
What, are those the colored bracelets that represented something that you've done?
You know what? That's what I heard afterwards. See, my private school wasn't fun like that. Nothing like that ever happened at my private school.
Yeah.
It's crazy. What's that?
Were they like braided together?
Yeah, but it was like people like the girls would like trade them and then fight over them.
Oh.
And now that I say that, maybe they did do stuff, and I just, you know, like, I don't know. But then I heard about that was like, yeah, they used that like to kind of like
the plastic like colored bracelets were the ones that did, like, if you have a black one, then you've done this.
Right.
Yeah,
but
it was like,
sexual
favors and stuff. Yeah.
My innocent dumb ass just liked the bracelets.
Oh no, these were just bracelets.
Those are like camp bracelets.
Yeah, camp bracelets. Yeah. No, these are just normal.
But you get like the wire, you get the like the zip tie, like it's like they're almost like zip ties, but you like do it yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the girls in my school would just like they'd sit there in class and just mess with their stupid GIMP bracelets and like make these bracelets
That's
out of them.
That's funny.
And then I'd be sitting there with all the boys in my class playing Warhammer 40,000. We'd bring in our models and and then that got banned too because we all got into it way too hard.
Yeah.
My school band.
And I think at like one point it was like in a Catholic school and it's like, what is that? And it's like, oh, this is my demon army.
Yeah, my school banned Pokemon cards and games after a bit.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they wouldn't allow Magic the Gathering at my school.
Yeah.
Oh wow. We didn't have that problem because it was minimal at our school. Oh wow. Yeah, Pokemon, they're just like, no more. You cannot bring them. Mm. Please stop.
What were you going to say, Nicole?
I was going to say Pokemon got banned in our, I don't know if it was a whole school thing, but like definitely in like the classroom I was in. And we had like a substitute and everybody brought their cards in because like substitute's not going to know. And we got in so much trouble when our teacher came back. She's like, you guys, I told you that we couldn't have this in class anymore. And you just, and I was like, I mean, I collected cards. I've never played, like, an actual Pokemon card game.
Right.
But I have Pokemon cards. Like, I liked collecting them and, like,
I was entered into one tournament, and I was floored.
Yeah.
Yes. I can't remember what this kid's deck was, but mine was just, I think I had a water deck. or something like that, and I kept forgetting how the energy costs went, and this kid just wrecked me. And like, and he wasn't cool about it either, you know what I mean? He was absolutely
he was a dick,
like dick about it too. And he was like at least 2 years younger than me.
So I was like,
what a shit.
You could go back in time.
It's like
and
such
kick
a sitcom thing where it's like the little like nerdy kid like destroys somebody at something they're trying to do,
right?
And like the other crazy that day too, I think, is when I like realize some card collectors can be very, very, very rude, and it's like, like, how would you even treat your card like this? Hey, I treated the card the best I could.
Right.
Like,
oh yeah.
And like, even you see this peeling right here? That means you're flipping through, and it's just like, shut up, like
bro, right. I'm 12 years old. What do you want from
right?
me?
But
that's funny, dude. Yeah, I see. I played it for a little bit. Like me and my friends played. Like we kind of like bounced around card games, because I think we like started getting like Magic the Gathering, because we had like a comic book shop like right down the street, so we'd go and they had like a whole bin of like just the discount cards and stuff, and we got into that. We got in like some other ones like kind of the same. I'd never gotten to Yu-Gi-Oh. I got into like, they had a Star Wars card game that was really cool. It was kind of like Magic the Gathering. It was all the
same.
I didn't
do Star Wars. I did Dragon Ball Z card game.
Okay,
that was weird.
But then, like, we were more into, like, the Games Workshop, like, the models, the tabletop model board games and stuff.
That's cool.
That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, they're fun. It was. I feel bad for my parents, because that was an expensive hobby to get into. But, man, they had some really fun games and stuff. Like not just, like, the 40K, but, like, the more, like, centralized games and, like, the setting and stuff. Like, Mordheim was, like, the fantasy one. And I always, like, watch videos now about it and stuff. Because it was, like, you... I don't know how familiar you guys are with, like, Games Workshop model games and stuff.
Only small familiarity.
Okay, yeah. They had a fantasy one called Mordheim, and it was, like, it was a city, and you had, like, little war bands, and you'd go in the city, and, like, it had, like, buildings you could, like, climb up, and so it was, like, kind of a 4D chess type thing.
Okay.
And that was super fun, and I had, like, an army of, like, rat men, basically.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was a cool game, because it was, like, you not only did you do these skirmishes, but then you, like, level up your characters and give them, like, special things, like, after each, like, game. It was really cool, and then they, like, canceled it. But I still see, like, videos of people, like, playing their own versions of it.
What is that again?
Mordheim, City of the Damned.
Oh, okay. Oh, City of the Damned. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Wow.
And, like, man. It was, like, most of the armies and, like, fantasy you could, like, use. Like, they kept, like, bringing out, like, more rules for, like, different factions and stuff.
Right.
But it was fun. Like, and, like, you could really, like, customize your crew and stuff like that. I miss, like, those kind of stuff back in the 90s. And where they used pewter for all their models instead of overpriced resin now.
Right. Did you know that in the 90s we had a serious Titanic mania because of the movie?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, I was a part of it. I was my mom would buy me books. My grandma would buy me, like, documentaries and the little... I had a tin poster of the Titanic. Like,
jeez.
I just loved that ship, you know?
And did you today, like the movie, like, or were you like, the movie's dumb, but I like the Titanic?
The movie's
like,
fine, but it was just the idea of this giant-ass ship causing such an uproar. I mean, not such an uproar, you get what I mean, just creating such a huge, like, mark in our history.
Yes.
It's just a big, it's crazy. And, sorry, I had two of them in a row, completely different from each other. Did you know that? I just think this is funny how this is worded. Rollerblading became a popular recreational activity in the 90s.
Rollerblading?
Yep.
Rollerblading.
Absolutely. I definitely rollerbladed in the 90s.
Yeah, I did a little bit, but then I got into
You don't remember? You don't remember the made-for-TV Disney movie Brink?
I loved
Brink.
Brink.
I remember Brink.
That was a good one.
But I watched Brink a lot until I saw Grind, and then I was like, oh, fuck no. Like, so I was more, I turned into the skater punk really quickly.
Disney had some good, like, made for TV. Like, was it Xenon Girl, the
24th? Oh, yeah.
What did she say? Cetus Lepidus or something like that.
I had a coworker who, like, said it one day, and I was like, I'm sorry, did you just quote Xenon from Disney?
And, What, motocrossed?
Oh, that was a good one. Friggin' Phantom of the Metroplex.
Phantom of the Metroplex. I'm gonna hurt some of Disney you guys. Movie? Yeah, that was a Disney movie.
I don't remember that. I remember Smart House.
Oh, Smart House. Yeah.
Oh, man, that was
a
good one.
That's funny.
It was like their Friday night movie night. I remember that. It was like every night they had a made-for-TV movie they played.
There was...
I watched a lot of Goosebumps and So Weird. No, not Goosebumps. Oh, yeah, Goosebumps.
Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah. Are You Afraid of the Dark? Yes. That's so
a big
good.
One.
Yeah.
I was definitely...
Yeah, we talked about that on the food podcast. But, yeah, the stupid kid that was, like, chasing him around saying, I'm cold.
Right.
And it was just like, oh, just give him his jacket back and he'll stop haunting you.
Right.
Jeez.
I think I was and, definitely like, more of a, sorry, Nickelodeon kid.
Yeah, I was definitely more of a Nickelodeon kid than a Disney
wait,
kid.
Okay, sorry, I'm getting my cartoons mixed up. But yeah, no, I was more of a Nickelodeon kid. But I was allowed to switch back and forth between them, so I have a good amount of both.
I mean, same. I just preferred Nickelodeon.
They had the good stuff, like Rocket Power, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, they did Rocket Power. That was like, I wasn't into that one. I think I kind of like stopped watching Nicktoons around that time. The Rocket Power came out, or that one I just wasn't like sold on.
Right.
But I remember like Pete and Pete was like, such a good show.
Yeah.
That is one they should bring back or just play reruns of.
Why don't
it was
I
so
remember
good.
Pete and Pete?
It was the brothers. It wasn't a cartoon. It was live action, and it was the brothers, and they're
two
both gingers.
Ginger brothers.
Yeah, and the one brothers. Was older. The one was like a teenager, and the other one was like in middle school, and he had the plaid hat and the tattoo of the woman in the red dress on his arm. He'd be like, dance, Petunia, dance. And he had like, he'd just like move his arm. He'd be like, she's doing the samba, the merengue. And it was like all these different dance moves, but it was just like his arm moving like side to side. Like it was ridiculous. It was a ridiculous show. And they had Artie, the strongest man in the world. He was like some grown dude that was like friends with the little kid. And he had like a striped shirt, but he was like a superhero. But it was like he like didn't have power. I remember like one episode they're at the beach and they're like Pete and Artie were fighting the ocean and they're winning until the tide came in and they're just sitting there like kicking water as like the waves are coming in.
Why? Maybe I do. I'll have to look it up later.
Yeah.
And see if it sparks anything. I just don't know why I can't remember.
It was like weird like early 90s like Americana and just like kind of a surrealist almost like very like Napoleon Dynamite felt kind of like that.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
okay.
I can see that for sure.
Just very weird, like you don't know if it's a joke at first.
Like
you know, it's just like the humor is just very out there, but then it's like it's
joke?
Really awesome. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like you know how Better Off Dead, like his family's really weird, like his mom's weird? It's kinda like that.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If that helps.
It's just
at
it's
all.
Like it's just like they had like the characters are so goofy and weird. Like, they had one, like, villain, and his name was Papercut. And he, like, would play kids at rock, paper, scissors, and if they lost, he'd give them paper cuts. And he would, like, he did, like, origami. He made, like, a saw blade out of, like, paper and, like, give them paper cuts. And it was always, I can't remember how he always won, because he always chose paper. And at one point, little Pete, like, put his hand out in, like, a claw, and he was, like, Krypton, smashes a rock, melt scissors, burns paper, and then like how he won the game, and it was just like, wait, where did that come from?
Jeez. Well,
yeah, you should definitely look up Pete and Pete. It was a good show. I love that. I still watch that show. It's just hilarious.
I was like, how am I gonna like follow that up with political events in the 90s?
You're not.
The Cold War happened.
Somebody
the fall of the Berlin Wall happened. Like,
and Pete, little Pete had the best clapbacks too. Be like, bite my nose hairs, and
Nah, even Stevens wasn't 90s. That was 2000s, right?
Yeah, it was 2000s.
Yeah. Man, I thought I had another one. That was 90s. There's just so many. I mean, we had good cartoons. Isn't SpongeBob made its...
SpongeBob started in the 90s,
yeah,
for sure.
So
it started in the 90s. Surprisingly enough, it was like right at the end of the 90s.
Yeah.
Right?
Let's see. 99, May 1st, 1999. I remember because I was like in eighth grade and I was like, this show is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
But
and
I
then
can't
when I was
stop
in my
20s,
when I was in my 20s, no, not even my 20s, like, well, yeah, like 20s and like early 30s, like working construction stuff, and you get a bunch of stoners, and all they do is quote SpongeBob. And it's like, I can see why grown-ups like this show. Like, why, like, it's a big show now. Like, right. All right, it makes sense now. Like, it's funnier now, like, growing up, it's just like, oh, this is just so goofy and, like, out there. But I remember, like, not jiving with it when I was a kid. I was more like Ren and Stimpy and Rocko's Modern Life.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Ren and Stimpy.
I was.
Yeah, this
and
Ah
Real Monsters.
Freaking Ah Real Monsters.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Love that.
Doug
Rugrats.
And Hey Arnold, right? As well?
Yep.
Okay. I can't remember if Hey Arnold was 90s or not. Or
Hey Arnold was definitely 90s. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it just had that 90s feel to it, too.
Remember Tamagotchis?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Oh yeah.
I'm looking at them right now. Yeah. I there was a show on MTV. I think it was called Apartment 2F maybe, and it had the Sklar brothers in it. And one episode he had a Tamagotchi, and he like his like girlfriend was like, you need to pick between me or that video game. And like he like gave it to his brother and was like, you need to watch it like for the weekend. I'm going on like a camping trip with her or something, some kind of trip with her, and I can't have it or she'll dump me. So he was like, yeah, I'll take care of it. And he like did, he neglected it, and he was having a party at their apartment. And like he's like, yeah, I don't know, man. The guy like started freaking out about it because he hadn't heard anything. And like the girl, like his girlfriend dumped him because he kept like panicking about his Tamagotchi, and he called him and they're like, yeah, it's making some kind of weird beeping noise. So he like rushes home and like he gets there and it's like beep, beep, beep. No. And he's like standing there and the guy like DJing's like, let's give him a minute to himself. And they start playing like Bone Thugs and Harmony's Crossroads.
Oh my gosh.
He's like, see you at the crossroads. Is holding the Tamagotchi. Oh, that's how they ended the episode. That was a good show.
One of my siblings threw my Tamagotchi across the room, and it hit the couch. And when it hit the couch, I got over to him, and he had a Halo and wings. And
no, no.
I couldn't restart
they were motion
it or anything.
Sensed,
it was just stuck like that.
Aww.
No.
So I was like, this thing is almost new, so I had to throw it away.
Right.
Yeah.
Couldn't you just replace the batteries and reset it?
No, I don't know. No, I think we even took the batteries out. It's just like every time we turned it on, it just still had the angel wings.
Oh, that sucks. That sucks so bad.
So it was like a glitched death kind of thing.
Dude, you red ring your Tamagotchi.
And then there was this one for a hot minute called Scanners. I don't know if you guys knew that one. I can't remember how.
I know the horror movie. Did it make your head explode?
And it's like a Tamagotchi with a barcode reader at the top of it.
Uh-huh.
And if you scan barcodes, then then basically you're walking your pet and fighting monsters.
It was like Digimon before the show came out was the, and you'd like, you'd, that the two little metal tabs and you put them together with another person's Digimon and you could fight.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
So my brother and train I both them. Had one and then someone stole mine and then stopped playing.
Jesus.
I'm pretty sure.
You just had bad luck with these digital monsters.
Right? Yeah. That's why lately I've been like, I want a digital monster. There's not even an app for that. You know what I mean? There's not even a digital monster app. I was like, come on, people.
Start
I'm
one.
Sure you can get Tamagotchi somewhere.
We need a Meeseeks and you can start an app. Right? Is it a Meeseeks?
It's not a Meeseeks. No.
It's the other guy.
What?
From Rick and Morty, the guy is like, want to work on my app?
Oh, yeah, that's not Don't Meeseeks. Ask. Yeah, that was Gluty. Gluty.
Yeah,
yeah.
Gluty.
Yeah.
Don't ask him to work on your app or ask him about his app.
Wasn't that Taika Waititi, too?
Probably.
Most likely.
I think it was Taika Waititi that did the voice of Gluty. Yep. Did you know? Did he? Has he always said that? No, this is the first time he's ever said that.
Beanie Babies were another one, and Furby. He might as well say them both.
Right? Like, oh my gosh.
They both
hated
took them by
Furbies.
Storm.
Really?
We collected so many of the McDonald's toys Furbies that it was ridiculous.
There's a guy on YouTube called Look Mum No Computer. He does like synth pop and stuff, and like makes his own instruments. He made a 100 Furby organ, and so he just like he hardwired a bunch of Furbies to like
Wait,
a keyboard.
Wait, I think I've seen that.
Yeah,
did you send
and like
that
turned
to me?
Into a musical instrument.
that sounds so terrifying.
Yeah, he made like a whole organ out of Furbies. Which is
Bean
like
babies.
He had to program them and then like. Tune them to the keys.
That's crazy.
I think I've seen that.
That is crazy. I don't know how you do that. It's wild. No, I was never a big Furbies fan. Definitely had Beanie Babies. Have a ton of Beanie Babies.
I think everyone had Beanie Babies. That's really hard to say. Everyone always got their favorite animal at least, and that rainbow bear, the peace bear.
Yeah.
Everyone had the peace bear.
The stupid bears. And so many of those stupid bears are right. Rose.
If you had the American bear, it's because you had a family member who didn't really care for a gift one year.
Yeah.
He'll like us.
It's seriously like those bears, like it was always for some like special event and they would have a bear for that. And you'd always get a bear, a Beanie Baby for it.
I have like two or three of like the Princess Diana bears.
Jesus Christ.
I heard they were gonna be worth money someday.
Yeah, I know, right? My mom hoarded Beanie Babies for a while. Like she collected. She's like, yeah, it's just gonna. They have collector's value, and that's like, how's that collector's value going?
Right.
I mean, they have collector's value if you kept them like in a box, in a glass box forever, and like stored them somewhere. But that's about it.
I mean, shit, they didn't even come in a glass box. They were just in like a basket, and you just grabbed one out of this. I mean, like,
right? But that's I'm what amazed meant, they is, like, still to preserve make it. You'd put it in something.
Yeah. Oh yeah, dip it in resin. Just having a big resin cube.
Oh my gosh, I wouldn't be friggin' surprised.
It's like, why would you do this?
Just put the ones you have now in a resin cube, and
It's look art.
Look up the price of them, and then just add the price of the resin on it.
On top of that. So, $4.
Just kidding. The resin's more expensive than the Beanie Babies.
Right?
That's funny.
That's fun. Any other fun little 90s before we call part two? We'll do a part three someday.
I want to point out.
The 2000s.
I want to point out.
Yeah, go for it.
There is a I Love the 90s tour. I assume, yeah, it says get tickets still, you can buy it. Some of the artists, the tour features performances by a revolving lineup of iconic 90s artists, including Vanilla Ice, All For One, Color Me Bad, Tone Loke, Rob Bass, Young MC, Treach of Naughty by Nature, Tag Team, CNC Music Factory, and more.
Nice.
Wow.
It's not people I'd go see, but like Tone Loke, I'd go see Tone Loke, actually.
I was like, there's two on there, I know.
Yeah.
And only if they would have like some other like actual like 90s nostalgia like things, like Beanie Babies and
Yeah, I don't know if they, let me see, do they have anything else that says, it just shows Vanilla like Ice and a lot of their YouTube videos. Nope, not so much anything else.
Boo.
You want to look up a movie before we call it really quick, Nicole?
What movie?
This will be the segue to see if it's 2000s or 90s. But was Small before Soldiers 90s?
Yes. I want to say
was
it is.
It?
Wait, give me 1 second. Small
1998.
Soldiers.
1998. Yeah, you got 2 years on you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on Pluto TV for free right
Chip,
now.
Chip Hazard was one of the characters.
Chip Hazard.
I'm looking at the names.
That movie still to this day is fucking... like brutal.
Dennis Leary and David Cross were in those. I need to watch it. And Phil Hartman. Holy god.
Yeah, David Cross. Yeah, he was one of the inventors.
Oh my god, I need to watch that movie again, dude. There's a lot of people in there.
It was such a good one. I would love to see kind of a sequel. But
how would you do a sequel?
He would bring the kid back, and these things came back and be like, it happened again. Someone, the AI took over a body or something like that.
Like how they redid Chucky and Chucky is like AI or whatever.
Or Megan or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, we
the
could
sad
definitely
part is,
do something.
The sad part is it's like more relevant today than it was back then.
Like seriously, that's why I think we should do it. We should just bring
really
the soldiers
should.
Back and then make new animals. Those guys left. They left peacefully. Let's let them leave.
Right. The was it the Gorgonites?
The Gorgonites, yeah. They left peacefully. Let's just bring the soldiers back. Tommy Lee Jones is still alive. He'll do it, you know.
Oh, yeah. Tommy Lee Jones is in it, too. Yeah.
Were you going
to
say
I'm trying to
Nicole?
See who else is in there. Jay Moore was in it. Kirsten Dunst was in it.
Yeah, Kirsten Dunst.
I was just going to say the kid is 40 years old right now.
Can you
so.
Believe that stuff? Oh, man.
If you didn't feel old now you do.
Oh, yeah. No, it's really depressing when you, like, see, like, people that were, like, kids, like, in movies when you were a kid, and it's like, yeah, they're like 50 years old now. It's like, I'm sorry.
Like,
what?
When I was like, what's her name? Amanda Cosgrove?
Mm-hmm.
Is that her name? Miranda Cosgrove? Wait. the I, no, not iCarly.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're so, it was so weird because we were watching the Goldbergs and she came up as a teacher at a college. And one of the brothers or one of the kids of that family, like, dated her.
Megan!
I was like, this is so hard to see. Because I only see her as a little child still. Like
a little sister.
Like a little sister from Drake and Josh and all that shit, so.
Oh, yeah.
That's nuts.
Dude, I was just looking up people from Saved by the Bell and, like, how old they were. Mark Paul Gosselaar was born in 1974.
Jesus.
And it was, the show premiered in, was it, 1991, or he was in 1991. He was, like, a teenager.
Wow.
So, like, that's dude so was weird. Already, like, almost in his 20s when that show came out, and he was, like, a 15-year-old in the show.
Go figure. That's...
Like, that's... But that's, like, how it is, though. A lot of these, like, teenagers are, like, really, like, 20-year-olds that, like, play, like, 15-year-olds.
Yeah. Right. And I think... I mean, I remember looking up Mean Girls, and, like, Rachel McAdams, I think, when in Mean Girls, she was, like, 28.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They were all, like, adults in that movie.
Which was really weird to think about.
That's funny.
It's kind of like was it What Hot American Summer?
Oh, yeah.
And it's, like,
Paul Rudd
in
his,
like,
40s.
Yeah, and they're all, like, in their 40s and shit, and they're playing, like, 17-year-old counselors.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, now I want to watch that movie.
We should, because it's so fucking hot.
Well,
it's so funny. They're all so old, and they're just like, yeah, we're like 16 in this movie. Right. Like, no, you're not. Get out of here.
Wait, was Wet Hot American Summer the first movie a 90s movie?
I don't think
so.
Maybe like
no, I don't think it was
2000s.
Okay.
Wet Hot.
But
It was 2001.
Ah, so close, guys.
So close.
Well.
Which, like, they were fairly young in that then, but still, I'm sure.
Not teenagers.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think that's all I have for nostalgia.
I'm nostalgia out.
I'm ready. I want to do an 80s and a 2000s. The problem is I didn't live through the 80s, so it would just be for fun, you know?
Briefly alive.
Yeah, I didn't
in the
really
80s.
Like. Yeah, I was like 5 years in the 80s. So at that point, I didn't like. Besides Transformers and like cartoons, I.
Oh yeah, Transformers. Because I got my uncles.
But I think.
Do you still have some old school Transformer toys?
Yeah, dude. My grandma still has some of them. We recently brought a box back to him, though. So.
Right. I was going to say, it'd be fun to do, like, a early 2000s, like, up to, like, 2010 or something.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I was going to say, yeah. Yes.
2000 to 2010?
Yeah, yeah,
Talk about some Limp Bizkit. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That'd be fun. That's going to be so packed. We should get a fourth person.
That would just be, like, six parts.
Yeah. And I'll do a little bit more research so I don't confuse it more with the 90s.
Yeah.
You're close. All your stuff was, like, 2000, 2001. That's not too bad.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if it helps, I kind of like looking up to see, like, we're fact-checking right here to see if... am I right or wrong? Like, but... All right. We will talk to you next time. We're going to go
squeeze
out
brains. Thank
you
for having me again, Corbin.
Yeah, thanks for being here, Tom. It's such a blast every time you're here. We get to have fun, long conversations just the way I like it.
Yep.
All right. See ya.
Goodbye.
Thanks for having me. See you guys.